Sorry, time for a setting the bar story. Kelly.
An example of what not to do or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Look, we all make mistakes, right?
Sure.
Yeah, but if you can manage to make it through the day without driving to the police station to pick up your drunk friend when you're also drunk, you're doing okay.
Come on now. Come on.
Now, listen. This seems like it's obvious, but apparently this guy in New Jersey got a DUI, right?
Oh, boy.
Cops were on the scene, gave his drunk passenger a ride home.
Mm-hmm.
They were both drunk.
Mm-hmm.
But 30 minutes later, she drives right back to the police station to try and pick him up.
You can't fix that kind of stupid.
Yes, she also now got a DUI. Her vehicle also impounded, and now both are processed and charged.
Shocking.
Shocking, right?
Shocking. Like, yeah. She couldn't, well, no, I guess when you're drunk, you lack certain critical thinking skills, like, you know, being able to think ahead that, oh, my buddy is already in jail for being drunk and driving. So
yeah, probably
I'm
shouldn't do that.
I'm not going to do the same thing driving to the police
station.
Yeah,
you just thank the police officer for giving your drunk butt a ride home, and you go to bed, and then you deal with it
and
in the morning.
You'll sleep it off. Well, I'll go pick him up later.
Yeah, exactly. So, again, setting the bar. If you can manage to make it through the day without driving to the police station to pick up your drunk friend when you're also drunk, then you're doing okay.
Wow.
Didn't think we had to tell you that, but here we are.
Here we are, friends.
That's why we do our setting the bar story.